This is Twit.
I've heard you talk about Fortnite a lot.
Yes,
amazed by the amount of money that those guys make for a game that they give away for free. Predictably, there would be add-ons, and we've seen this with all games which achieve, you know, stardom and fame, which are cheats of various sorts.
It's a big problem with multiplayer online games because if you're playing against somebody who cheats against you, that really sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is, you know, it's technology which is prone to manipulation.
Right.
So there's a service known as Rainway, which is, it's sort of similar to PlayStation Now. It's recently out of beta earlier this year. It's a video game streaming service that allows users to run games on their PC and play them on devices over an internet connection, play them on other devices over an internet connection. So sort of like remote desktop for gaming. Okay. Last week, Rainway engineers some of whose customers were naturally playing Fortnite because it's so popular, began detecting infections in their users' systems when the Rainway server logs began reporting hundreds of thousands of errors. I think 308 or something thousand errors that they had logged in a short period of time. The errors were the result of ads that had somehow been injected into user traffic. Rainway uses whitelist filtering to permit its customers to connect only to approved URLs, so those connection attempts were being caught and blocked. And note that, like, for non-Rainway users, this wouldn't have happened. So it was just sort of a coincidence of the fact that some Fortnite users had downloaded a cheat whose behavior was being like raising flags in the streaming service that they happened to be using for playing video games. So and that service had the foresight to whitelist specific URLs, blocking other ones, which then raised the flag. Otherwise, this would have, who knows how long it would have taken to catch this. So it turns out that the attempts that were caught were fraudulent content injected into the sessions of these Rainway customers attempting to connect to two different ad platforms, adtelligent.com and springserve.com. And there was also unauthorized JavaScript that was bound to those ads, which the Rainway engineers were like, okay, what is going on here? So this strongly suggested to Rainway that something was going on. They examined Rainway examined the profiles of the affected users looking for common threads, because initially all they were seeing was just errors. They didn't know what their users were doing that was causing this trouble. They had no hardware in common. Their ISPs were different. All of their systems were up to date. But one thing stood out. All of them were playing Fortnite. So then, suspecting that some malware might have been spread by one of the many Fortnite cheating hacks available, the Rainway guys started downloading thousands of add-ons looking for something that might be causing this trouble. And they found it. They found an add-on which was promising in-game currency. I guess it was called V-Bucks is the currency within that world. And also promising to equip users with an aim bot, which would automatically aim the player's gun at their opponents without any need for particular precision by the player. So they ran. They then they. Oh, and what they did was they they scanned all of these different add-ons looking for the strings which they were seeing being emitted and captured in their logs. That's how they found this one. So they then ran the add-on in a virtual machine and discovered that, among other things, it installed a self-signed root certificate into the user's playing platform, into their PC. And, of course, as we know, that would enable a man-in-the-middle attack on every HTTPS website the user visited. And in fact, as they continued to look at it more closely, they discovered that it was indeed intercepting. It was using this newly installed self-signed root cert to perform a man-in-the-middle attack on all of the web pages that the game players were visiting on the fly to insert the references to these two ad platforms. So they reported the rogue malware to the service provider who was hosting it, and that provider immediately removed the malware and let them know that it had been downloaded 78,000 times. So there are 78,000 instances of Fortnite players who, you know, had downloaded a cheat and got themselves hacked as a process, and had a rogue man in the middle, had a rogue self-signed certificate stuck into their root certificate store in order to perform this, you know, basically ad fraud with their system. And at the time of their reporting, Rainway reported 381,000 interceptions of blocked URL attempts in their own logs. And, you know, I'm sure only a tiny fraction of Fortnite's users happen to also be using the Rainway service. So the infection is probably massive. The Rainway guys also reported their discovery to the AdTeligent and SpringServe ad platforms, who identified and pulled the ads from their platform. And in Ars Technica's coverage of this, Dan Gooden reached out to Epic Games, who is the maker of Fortnite, but Epic declined to comment. So I'm beginning to see this behavior, and I wanted to sort of put it on our listeners' radar. When I say this behavior, what I mean is instances of self-signed root certificates being stuck in people's root stores. So I wanted to make sure that everybody understood what that meant. A CA certificate that, you know, we often talk about, how there are now thousands of them that we trust. All of what those certificates are self-signed certificate. That is, it is a certificate that no higher authority vouches for. The authority is essentially vouching for itself. So it signs its own certificate so that the certificate has a valid signature, but the signature is valid only because the certificate is in the root store. So when Windows or whatever platform, Linux, iOS, all, you know, anything that is using root certificates, when the system checks the certificate, it finds it in its own root store because that's where the certificate is. So it's automatically trusted. But more importantly, the certificate is also the root of a chain of trust, meaning that any other certificates that come along are checked against the certificates in the root store to see whether they should be trusted. So when malware drops a self-signed certificate into the user's root certificate store, what's happening is like really bad. It's what you don't want, because it, you know, we're, as we've talked about, we already sort of have a fragile public key infrastructure based on trusting anything that is signed by any of the certificates in our root store. And so this is where the CAs that have gotten in trouble, like famously Symantec did a couple of years ago, and essentially just lost their certificate signing business as a consequence. If their certificates can't be trusted, they get kicked out of the root store and it's game over for them. So as I said, I'm running across more instances of this, which is why my radar perked up when I saw that, you know, this is now the behavior we're seeing. Once upon a time, before all web traffic was encrypted, that is when most web traffic was still HTTP, under the somewhat mistaken belief that adding security was too processor intensive, it would slow things down, that really wasn't, except in the very early days, that wasn't the case. It was just inertia. It was just everything seems to be running fine. Again, you know, nothing seems wrong, except when we finally woke up to the fact that our session tokens were in plain text cookies that allowed a passive eavesdropper to jump onto and impersonate a user simply by grabbing their cookie that was passing in the clear in any open Wi-Fi scenario, for example, and be logged on as them. So as we know, pretty much now, thanks to another EFF initiative, Let's Encrypt, but also just even before then, just a raising of the awareness of the importance of encryption, suddenly it was no longer feasible to alter web pages and inject content. So unfortunately, what this has done is it's put pressure on the system, which is trying to protect us, with the consequence being that malware is now routinely, maybe not yet routinely, but again, I think we're going to see this as an emerging trend, is saying, okay, fine. All of the software for creating a little HTTPS intercepting server is open source and in the public domain now. All we need to do in order to terminate the connection ourselves, just like a corporate middle box does, which we've often talked about, is drop a certificate into the user's machine, just like a corporate middle box does that wants to filter for antivirus and provide content filtering for the people being protected within the network. So we've talked in the past about auditing our certificate root stores. And in fact, I played with one for a while that dynamically looked to see what certificates were being used and raised a flag. I ended up having to abandon that particular tool because Google is, you know, themselves a CA, and I'm a user of Google properties, and they were constantly churning their own certificates. They have every right to do so, but it was just caught. It was raising false positives all the time of certificates changing, and so I finally just said, okay, well, this isn't working as it is. But I think that what we're going to need to see, we're going to need to have our certificate stores hardened more than they are, because they shouldn't need to be changed often. I mean, I would argue that there's really not a good reason for the certificate store to be populated and managed by anything other than the official maintenance system of our OS vendor. So, for example, in the case of Windows, it should only be Windows Update that has the ability to mess with that. I think only due to, for again, historical reasons, is it something that is browsable and you can poke in and look at and decide if you want to mess with it. I've been doing that myself just a couple weeks ago, needing a localhost server on my system, and so in order to do some work, and it wasn't hard to just drop a self-signed localhost cert into my machine in order for a server using it to be trusted. So, you know, there are valid reasons, but you should have to jump through all kinds of hoops to do that. That should not be something that random malware that gets onto your system is able to do, because I think this is, as I said, this is the next thing we're going to see is more instances of this happening in the future. I think this is something we need to lock down, and so far that hasn't happened.